Today's shir is Masechta Shkolim, Daf Chaf Beis, as we are Masayim the Masechta Beizer Hashem Yisbarach. We will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, at the bottom of the Amid, at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Basa Kachi Kachim, the meat of Kachi Kachim, Shenitma, that became Tamei, Bein Be'Avatama, whether it became Tamei with Avatama, which is a much more serious Tamei, Bein bevladatuma, whether it became tumei with a vladatuma, which is a less serious tumah. Bein befnim, whether this meat that became tumei we find inside the azara. Bein bechutz, or this meat that we're discussing is found outside the azara. Beshama imrim, Beshama's opinion is hakol yusar befnim, everything should be burnt in the azara. There was a special place in the azara that we're kachim that require burning should get burnt. And there's a halacha that kol shepsula b'kodesh, anything that became posel that's kodesh, mokem srifasa b'kodesh, it should be burnt in the kodesh, except, says Beis Shammai, chutz mishnitma b'avatuma b'chutz. If something became tamei with avatuma, so it has a very high level tuma, and already it finds itself outside the azara, so something that's in that category should not be brought into the azara for burning. Beis Hillel disagree, and they say hakol yusar bechutz, everything that became tamei should be burnt outside, except chutz mishnitma bevlada tuma b'fnum, only if it has two advantages. Number one, that it only became tamei with a vlada tuma. So since it only became tamei with a vlada tuma, it's a lower level tuma. And number two, it already finds itself in the bifnim. It already finds itself in the azara. And since it already finds itself in the azara, so we're not obligated to take it out. Anything else should not be brought in. Anything else which is tamei should not be brought into the azara. Rabbi Lazar takes a different approach to this issue. Rabbi Lezo Oimer, Shnitma ba'ava tuma, anything that became tumari with a higher level tuma, an ava tuma, so then doesn't make a difference, bein befnim and bein bechutz, whether it became tummy inside the azara, it's outside the azara, since it has a high level tuma, became tummy with ava tuma, the halacha is that yisarif bechutz, it should be burned outside, not in the azara. We shouldn't bring something with a high level tuma in Tirah Zara. And on the other hand, says Rabbi Lezer, if it was Nitma with a Vlada Tuma, so it has a lower level Tuma, and therefore, since it's a lower level Tuma, Bein Bechutz, Bein Befnim, whether it became Tame outside the Azara, whether it became Tame inside the Azara, the halacha is Yisara Befnim, it should be burnt inside the Azara because it doesn't have such a high level Tuma. Rabbi Kiva now states a fourth approach to this issue. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Mokem Tomasoi Sham Srifasoi. Wherever it got Tamei, that's where we should burn it. So our Mishnah spoke about the Basar that became Tamei, became Tamei B'Avatoma or Vladavtoma. So Bakapara, in understanding what our Mishnah means, says Avatoma means that it's Tamei Dvatoyer, it's Tamei Midaraisa, and Vladavtoma means Midivrayim, that it's Tamei Midrabbonim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that's the way he differentiates between Avatoma and Vladatoma. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein Zeh Dvatoyra. When the Mishnah speaks about something becoming Tamei with Avatoma, or something becoming Tamei with Vladatoma, we're talking about Tamei Deraisa. However, the difference is, when the Mishnah said that something became Tamei with Avatoma, it means that the Kodesh meat came in contact with a sheretz or an avela, and therefore it's a higher level tuma. Vlada tuma means it became tamei with the roikazov, the keli that touched roikazov. We spoke about the saliva of the zov, and we said that the saliva of the zov, if it touches something, that keli, if it touches a keli, that keli is a rishon tuma. And if the basar of kachim touched that keli, that basar becomes a sheni l'tumah, but it's a sheni l'tumah midoraisa. Says the Gemara, Kashad Rabbi Yochanan El Beis Shammai. If we want to understand, follow the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have a difficulty understanding the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai, as we just learned, the Mishnah taught us, the Beis Shammai's opinion is, Hakol Yisar Bifnim, anything that's tamish should be burned inside the Azara, Chutz Mishnitme B'Avatoma B'Chutz. Unless it became tamish with Avatoma when it was outside the Azara. Now, if we're saying that, as Rabbi Yochanan just said, that Avatoma and Vladatoma both mean Tuma Deraisa, so what's the difference between Avatom B'chutz and Vladatom B'chutz? If it became Tomei outside the Azara with an Avatoma or a Vladatoma. We said, as we learned the Mishnah, the reason Beis Shammai says that if something got Tomei outside the Azara, so it has two issues. Number one, it's outside the Azara. Number two, it's a Tomei Deraisa. But if Rabbi Yochanan explains that when the Mishnah says Avatoma and Vladatoma, both refer to Tomei Deraisa, so why should it make a difference? If something became Tomei Deraisa, I don't want to bring into the Azara, so it shouldn't make a difference if it became Tomei with Avatoma or Vladatoma. Says the Gemara, Vafila Adabes Hilo Mekshasha, and it seemed that the Gemara commented that Rabbi Yochanan's explanation in the Mishnah will not be able to be understood with Beis Shammai's understanding of the Mishnah. Shammai's position in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Bal fil ab Beis Hillel and Kasha, and understanding Beis Hillel will be any easier. Beis Hillel said in our Mishnah that Hakol Yisar B'chutz, that everything should be burnt outside, Chutz Mishenitme B'Vladatoma B'fnim, unless it became Tomei Vladatoma, and that Tomei took place inside the Azara. Now ask the Gemara, Mabem Vladatoma Bifnim, Mabem Avatoma Bifnim. The Mishnah is saying that if it became, according to Beis Hillel, if it became Tomei with a Vladatoma Bifnim, leave it inside and burn it in the Azara. If it became Tomei with Avatoma in the Azara, take it out. But why? Why should there be any difference? Zev Zeh Loid Vatoruhu, both of them are Tomei Deraisa. So if Beis Hillel doesn't want Tomei Deraisa in the Azara, he shouldn't differentiate, according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, whether it became an Avatoma or Vladatoma. So says the Gemara, V'loi have by Rabbana al Dabaka Paro, and it seems what the Gemara means to say, the Beis Hillel's explanation is hard to, but Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation is hard to understand and hard to place them with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, and Bakapara's interpretation is not difficult to follow. But the Kash the Bakapara the Beis Shammai. We all could ask a question, if we look at Bakapara's understanding of the Mishnah with Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai, we learned in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai's opinion is, Hakol Yisar Bifnim, everything is burnt inside the Azara, Chutz, except in the circumstances, Shenitma Ba'avatoma B'chutz. When we came Tomei with Avatoma, outside the Azara. Now the question is, Ma Bein Avatoma, what's the difference if it came Tomei with Avatoma, Bein B'chutz, Bein B'fnim, whether it should be burnt B'fnim or B'chutz? Both of them, Zazav Loid Vatiruhu, why is there a difference? Why did Beis Shammai say that if it came Tomei B'Avatoma B'chutz, then we'll burn it outside? And if it burnt, why should it, if it became, and it became Tomei Avatoma inside, why should it be burnt inside? It's a very high level Toma. Says the Gemara, the reason he said this, to begin the Rekiva Omer, because we learned at the end of the Mishnah, the Rekiva made a statement, Makam Tumasai Shem Tei Srufasai, that a factor to take into consideration is where did the Tumah take place. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, Beis Shammai is subscribing to that theory. And therefore, even though it's an Avatoma, the place where the Tumah took place makes a difference. And therefore, if it took place in the Azara, I leave it there. But if it took place outside the Azara, and it's also an Avatoma, I wouldn't bring it into the Azara. Vafilat Beis Hillel Mekasha asked the Gemara, and according to Beis Hillel, there is no room for a question. The Beis Hillel Amar, they sell tortoise. The hakli yusar b'chutz. Everything should be burnt outside. Chutz mishenit mevlada tuma b'fnim. Unless it became tummy with a vlada tuma inside the azara. But ask the Gemara. If bakapar is correct, and the definition of a vlada tuma is a tuma derabanan, so then ma bein vlada tuma bein b'fnim b'mechutz. Since it's only a vlada tuma, and as Bakapara is saying, it's only a Tumah Derabanan, so what's the difference where the Tumah took place, inside or outside the Zara? Since the Tumah Zevazel Loim Devreimhu, since the Tumah is only a Tumah Derabanan, we should be allowed to burn it in that Zara. Answers the Gemara. We can answer, the Shimon Amar, Macholah Mashkos Shal Mitzayra. The halach is that the food and drink of Mitzayra, Mishtalachim Chutz L'Shal Machnos, we're not allowed to have his food inside any of the three machnas. They have to be completely mechutz machna. And therefore, something that became tummy with a vlada tummy bechutz, we don't bring it inside. And therefore, why? Because we want to remember that there are certain foods that are never brought inside. And that's why Beis Hillel says, something that got tummy bechutz, leave it there. As we've learned, every day they brought in the Beis HaMikdash, a carbon tamid in the morning and a carbon tamid on the afternoon. After they shechted the carbon tamid in the morning, they would put the avrim on the carbon of the carbon tamid on the ramp that led up to the mizbeach, and then they would go to the lishkus agazus. The kohanim would go to the lishkus agazus to say the shema, and there was a geirul, which kohanim should do which avodah, and then they would bring the Avram on top, to the top of the Mizbeach. There were specific places on the ramp where to put the pieces of meat, because sometimes they got delayed with burning the Avram of the Karm Tamid till later in the day. And on certain days, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, they also had the Karm Musaf, and they wanted to be able to designate which is the Karm Musaf Avram, which are the carbon tamid avarim, and of course, to always be makir of the carbon tamid before they were makir of the carbon musaf. The ramp of the Mizbeach was on the south side of the Mizbeach. It was on an incline of 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. On the corners of the Mizbeach were the kronos, were the corners, and each one an amma by amma. And the area between the koronos are called the karka of a mizbeach, where the kohen, when he was standing and walking around the top of the mizbeach, would walk along the karka. There's some mefarshim that suggest that the corners were actually a little removed, because we can't have the corners interrupting the kohen walking around the top of the mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Eivrei HaTamid Nitnim B'Chatzi Keves Ulamata. The Avram of the Karmel Tamid were put on the bottom half of the ramp, but Mariv on the west side. Shama Sofim, the Avram of the Karmel Musaf, Nitanim Mechatzi Keves Ulamata, were put on the bottom half of the ramp, but Mizrach on the east side. Shal Rosh Chodeshim, on Rosh Chodesh, they used to bring the Karmel Musaf. The Karmel Musaf or Rosh Chodesh were put on the west side, Al Karkav HaMizbeach Malmalon. And the Gemara will explain where exactly it is. Hashkolim. We began our Masechta by teaching that every Jew has to bring a machza, a shekel. Bikurim. The halacha is that when a person sees his produce from the Zayim Minim, Shebikra, that the first fruits come out, the halacha is that they have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to give to the Kohanim. Says the Mishnah, Eina Noihagim Ela B'fnei Abayis. Only apply at a time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Av Maisa Dogim, the obligation to take Maisa Rishim, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani, Maisa Behema, Bechairis, they apply, Noyagim Ben Mifnei Bais, Beshen, Lishnoi Bais, they apply in all times. So I saw that even though the Mishnah says that the Shkolim don't apply Bezman Hazeh, Rav Tzadik Melublin explains that even Bezman Hazeh, Eliyahu Hanavi stands on the Beis HaMikdash with Sijon Shemayim, and he brings the Kabbonis. And he brings the Kabbonis that are obligated to bring every day the Musafim, the Karmen Tamid, and he explains that the person, we, Klal Yisrael, who want to bring the carbon, so the Gemara says, Masech the Kedushin, Daf Mem Am Aleph, Chishiv Odom Lasas Mitzvah. A person wants to do a mitzvah, V'nenes, V'loy Asop, but he's prevented from doing the mitzvah, Malalov, Hakos of Kilasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us credit as if it's done, particularly when the Pasuk says, Unushalma Parmas Vaseinu, through our saying the Pesukim of the Kabbanis, by our learning the halachas of the Kabbanis, by our desire to bring Kabbanis, by our desire to bring the Shkolim, which we can't bring Bizman Azeh, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that all into consideration, says Reb Tzadik, and makes from that that a carbon is brought even Bizman Azeh. So says the Mishnah, Magdish Shkolim Bikurim. If somebody is Magdish Shkolim Bikurim, Hareza Kodesh. The halacha is that the Kodesh. So the Rambam explains the Mishnah is referring to Zman, the base of Migdash. If somebody is Magdish them for Beda Kabayis, they become Kodesh. But others in a Kodesh, they're not Kodesh, because the Pasuk says, Reish Bikur Ad Moscha Tavi Beis Hashem L'Kecha, as long as the base of Migdash is standing. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, we can't bring these chiyuvim, not the shkolim, and not the bikurim. I did see that the Mefarshim discuss, if somebody wants to separate shkolim money out, bizman hazeh, what would be the halacha? So certainly, according to what the Gemara is teaching us, now that the Hegdish would not be Chal, so you certainly can't be Magdish the Shkolim. But why will be the halacha if a person wants to put away the money, that he should have that money available, that when Mashiach comes, he'll have the Shkolim? So the question is, should somebody do that or not? And as we learn the Gemara, we'll see the answer to that question. So we spoke in the Mishnah about the Karka of HaMizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Eza Karka v'Mizbeach. Exactly what is the Karka v'Mizbeach? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Amma ben Kerem l'Kerem. There was an Amma between the corners of the Mizbeach. And says the Gemara, Mokim Hilch Ragla Kahanim. That's where the Kahanim used to walk. And that's the Karka where they put the parts, the Avram of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Musrei Shabbos and Musrei Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and therefore we have a Karban Musaf of Shabbos, and we have a Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The question is, Mi Kodem, what comes first? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Sava Meima, Musaf of Shabbos or Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? If you have a day that it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and we brought Karban Musaf because of both of these occasions, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Kodem. We should bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And says the Gemara, Chela de Rabbi Yirmiyahu Menadah, the Raya that Rabbi Yirmiyahu brings to his position is because it says in a brisa, Shira Shal Shabbos v'Shira Shal Rosh Chodesh. Every day they sang a Shira. So on Shabbos they sang the Shira Shabbos, Mizma Shir L'Yom Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh they sang the Shira of Rosh Chodesh. And the brisa teaches us Shira Shal Rosh Chodesh Kodem. The halacha of Rosh Chodesh comes first. Amar Rav Yosef. But Rabbi Yosef says we can't bring a raya from the shir to our discussion. Shanya hitamon, there it's different. Don Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, k'dei lefarsim ha-shir Rosh Chodesh. The reason they sang the shir of Rosh Chodesh before they sang the shir of Shabbos is because they want to notify to everybody that today is Rosh Chodesh. So that's a unique concept regarding the shir that we can't use as a raya. We can't use a raya for any other situation. Ketzer Oysa, so ask the Gemara, what was done when Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos? Shoychet Musfei Shabbos, they used to shech the Musfei Shabbos, Vaymerleim Shira Shal Rosh Chodesh, and they said the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, Baram Hochop, and they said the Shira of Rosh Chodesh. Baram Hochop, when it comes to the Shechita, Musfei Shabbos and Musfei Rosh Chodesh, the Halacha, he suggests, is Musfei Shabbos Koidman. We should first check the Musfei Shabbos. Hashem, because there's a rule that Kol HaTodim Mechaveroi, Kodim Mechaveroi. That comes first. And because they want to notify there's a rule of tadur, we shech that first. So the Mefarshim explain, our Gemara says that the reason they needed to publicize when Rosh Chodesh was, because Rosh Chodesh does not have a firm day, and because Rosh Chodesh didn't have a firm day, that's why they put it in a way to try to publicize that everybody should know when it's Rosh Chodesh and not make the mistake. And that's why the Paiskim say there are many halachas that are said regarding this fact that we want to publicize exactly when is Rosh Chodesh. That's why the Paiskim say that on Rosh Chodesh we read the Kriyas HaTorah about the carbon that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. And not only that, but the Ramah and Arachayim Simen Memches, if Aleph teaches us, that those that say Kabbonis, when they say Kabbonis on Rosh Chodesh, they should add in the Kabbonis, the Parshas Kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh. We're going to lane it. The point is that we want to publicize that today is Rosh Chodesh. And by already saying Kabbonis before the Tefillah, we make that announcement. And that's the same reason the Magen Avraham says in Simen Tuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, Mr. Baruch quotes that Magen Avraham, that the minig, that before Rosh Chodesh comes, we do Birchas HaChodesh, is for the same reason, to notify when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And in fact, I saw that's the reason that when we say Birchas HaChodesh, we don't say Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, we specifically mention which month we're talking about, Tishrei, Elul, Cheshvan, because again, those were the names that were most used in identifying the months, and we want to notify the world when is Rosh Chodesh. And even in a world that, like our world, where we know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, in those days, as we're going to learn, they were Mekadesh the Chodesh Apiriyah. Egdom would come and they'd tell us that they saw the new moon, and based on their testimony, Bezdin would declare Rosh Chodesh. But even Bezman Hazeh, where we know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, however, point out the Paiskim, since Rosh Chodesh is different than other Yom Tovim, on Shabbos and Yontif, we're not allowed to do Melacha. So the fact that today is Shabbos and today is Yontif is something that is very well known. Rosh Chodesh is a day that we're allowed to do work. And the Paiskim say that any Yontif that falls on a day where we're allowed to do work, there's a real concern that people are going to forget that today is Rosh Chodesh, today is a Yontif. And the way to avoid that problem, is by publicizing, as we're learning in our Gemara in different ways, publicizing that today is Rosh Chodesh. And by publicizing that today is Rosh Chodesh, people will know to act accordingly that today is Rosh Chodesh. So we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody is Magdash Golem and Bikurim Bezman Hazeh, Tanakama said Areza Kodesh, Rav Shimon said Bikurim are not Kodesh Bezman Hazeh. The reason the Mefarshim say that Bikurim are not, and as the Mishnah said, because it's only in a time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. It's mashma from our Mishnah that Rav Shimon's opinion is only regarding Bikurim. That Bikurim, if somebody is Magdish Bikurim Bezman Hazeh, it would not be effective. Hashkolim, it seems that Rav Shimon's opinion is that Shkolim would be Kodesh. But ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, Yehuda, Mishim, Rav Shimon, Bein Elu, Lekotshu. That not only are the Bikurim not Kodesh Bezman Hazeh, but even the Shkolim are not Kodesh Bezman Hazeh. And the reason that not Kodesh Bezman Hazeh, I saw that the Mefarshim explained that since there are no Karbonos Tzibur Bezman Hazeh, and the primary purpose of the Shkolim is to bring the Karbonos Tzibur, and there's no Karbonos Tzibur, there is no Shkolim either. Even though the Gemara points out the Shalos Tshuvos Meram Shik and Yoridea, Simon Reish Yudalid says that the Gemara Masechta Tainus of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says that a kohen shouldn't drink wine. Why? Because Shema Yibara Beis HaMikdash, hopefully the Beis HaMikdash will come down suddenly. And if the Beis HaMikdash comes down suddenly, we need the Kohanim to be able to do the Avodah. And a Kohen who drank wine may not do the Avodah. Why don't we have the same halacha regarding the Shkolim? That we should collect Shkolim so that if Mitzvah Shem, the Mashiach, comes immediately, we should have Shkolim prepared to bring the Kabbonis. So he says that there's a difference. Since we can't bring Kabbonis Bezman HaZeh, we don't want anybody to make the error to believe that Kabbonis could be brought Bezman HaZeh. And if we're going to let Shkolim be brought Bezman HaZeh, people are going to think that you could bring Kabbonis Bezman HaZeh, which is the subject of a very big discussion. Can Kabbonis be brought Bezman HaZeh? And is the opinion of most Paiskim that Kabbonis cannot be brought at Bezman HaZeh, so to be Magdish Shkolim could only create problems. Moreover, since we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Be'echa Ba'odor Mashmim Al Shkolim, on Rish Chodesh Odor we announced the Shkolim, and that serves the purpose of whatever the Shkolim served the purposes. As we said earlier in our Shir, it's a Zeichel Migdash, and it causes that in Shemayim they should do the Avodah, even though we don't see that Avodah, there is no reason to bring Shkolim Bezman HaZeh. The halacha is, the Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, a ger who wanted to become a ger, needed to go through, he had to have Mila if he was a male, he had to have Tefillah, go to the mikvah, he had to have Tzor Stamim, he had to have, bring a carbon, and that carbon was brought on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Tani Ger Bezman HaZeh, if somebody becomes a ger Bezman HaZeh, where unfortunately he can't bring the carbon, says the Gemara Tzarech Lavi Kinei Revius Kesef, he has to separate the money for his carbon. Amar Rav Shimon, Bitler Rav Yechim Bezakai, Rav Yechim Bezakai said they shouldn't do it, Mevnei Hatakola, because he's going to have this money available at home. He can't use the money for the purpose for which it was designated, because unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We need to be concerned that that money may end up being used not properly, so it's better not to separate it. Says the Gemara, Ma'amimnei hatakola, where do we see such a concept? Says the Gemara, Kahadutani, like we learned, a magdishim, we're not going to be magdish any article for the Beis HaMikdash, v'la marichim, we know the Torah has a parsha that every person, based on their age and their gender, has an erech, has a prescribed value. Nobody should say erech elai, because then he would have to separate the money and not be able to use it, give it to the Beis HaMikdash, v'loim achrimim. We can't give chermei bedek bayis, v'loim makbiim trumas or maisers bezman hazeh. V'im higdish aherech ahechrim, aigbiya hakisos, haksus, if it's an article of clothing tisarif, because it only could cause trouble if you're going to use it, because if you're going to use it, it'll be mila. Behema ta'akar, and an animal should be ta'akar. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Ketzad, noel b'fenei dalos, put the animal into a room and close the door. V'imeis mila, and it will expire from hunger. Mos, and if somebody designated money, yalichem liyam hamelech. Ask, so here we learned that bezman hazeh, that we can't do the carbon. The ger, the pasuk says that a ger should designate money for carbon. Rabbi Yechman Nakis was concerned for tekala. So the paiskim discussed, there's an interesting discussion amongst the paiskim. Davni Nezer says that even though Rabbi Yechman Nakis said that a ger bezman hazeh should not designate money for carbon, the halacha is that when Mashiach comes, b'mher b'yameinu, he will have to bring a carbon. And Avni Nezer wants to understand what will be when Mashiach comes and we have the Beis HaMikdash. Will Gerim be prohibited from partaking in Kachim before bringing his carbon? So Avni Nezer says, the fact that a Ger Bezman HaZeh is considered a full-fledged Jew and he can marry a Jewish woman after he performs just Mila and Tefillah, that's the raya that the geiris that we have Bezman HaZeh that only includes Mila and Tefillah is considered a full-fledged geiris. And they're considered full-fledged Jews. And when Mashiach comes, there will be no reason for them to bring the karbanos. They'll be, even if they want to bring the carbon, they'll be able to bring the carbon, but that won't prevent them from being able to eat kachim. They're considered full-fledged Jews. The Ezech Yitzchak disagrees. He says that when Mashiach will come and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Geirim will require a carbon to complete their geiris. And not only, says Tosfos, will a ger be prohibited from eating kachim before bringing a carbon, even he will not even be allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael until he brings the carbon. Because, in other words, the Zeich Yitzchak's opinion is that Bizman Azeh, we allow the geiris because we're just meal and tefillah, because that's all available. But as soon as the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the halacha will be that we will have to have the geiris be completed, and until the geiris is completed, he will not be allowed to catch him. He will not be allowed to marry a Jewish girl until he completes his geiris. I did not see what will be the halacha if, regarding the geirim who got married, will they be allowed to remain with their Jewish wives until they bring the carbon, or will they have to suspend being with their Jewish wives until they bring the carbon? It seems that only getting married will be an issue, but if they're married, they can remain married. Moreover, as much as we're learning that a ger bizman hazeh doesn't bring the carbon, all he does is milah tefillah, but I did see that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed has a discussion where he says that every ger, he quotes the Zohar and Parsha Shalach, that every ger, when he becomes a ger, we know Gershon is Geir, Kolkotten Shanoil Adami, and he gets a new neshama. And therefore, since he gets a new neshama, it's most appropriate, he says, that he should get a new name. And therefore, he quotes the Ben Ishchai, that when somebody becomes a Ger, he should change his name, because on the contrary, having the same name that he had before he became a ger only reminds him that where he came from, which is not the right thing to remind him. It's not right to remind him that he did Averis. He's a new person. And he actually says, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Zayin Amabeis, says, my Rus, what's the name of Rus? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shezochus of Yotzimenu David, she had the great privilege, the David Melech came from, was her descendant. We know David HaMelech sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mefarshim tried to understand the Gemara. The Ben Yoyada tries to understand the Gemara. Why does the Gemara ask my Rus? Every name we find, do we try to understand? So he answers, because as we just said, that a ger is supposed to change the name. And the Gemara's question is, my Rus, why didn't Rus change her name? And what's the answer? So the Gemara says, because she revealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiris v'shishbachis. But he goes into another explanation. He says, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, daf mem ches amabez, explains, m'nai ma geirim b'zman hazeh b'unim. Why do we find geirim b'zman hazeh suffer so much? Why Yisurim Ba'alim? Why do we see that they suffer? Says the Gemara, Mnei Shesha Atzmam Likonis Kanfei Yishchina. They delayed coming to Klal Yisrael. So they get punished for that delay. So he explains, when we speak about all other Gerim, that's a real issue. Why did you wait to become a Ger? Why didn't you become a Ger immediately? But as we know, when we speak about Rus, there was a big debate if Rus was allowed to become a Geyrus. It was based on the question, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis, Amoini v'loy Amoinis. And until the time of Rus, they had never made a final decision if women from Mayav could become Geyrin. Only at hot point that they decided to become Geyrin. So since they, at that point, only at that point became Gerim. We can't have a complaint against Rus. Why didn't you become a Ger till now? She didn't become a Ger till now because she couldn't become a Ger till now. They weren't accepting Gerim from Moav until this point. And therefore, everybody else, we don't want to remind them that name. The reason we don't want to remind them that name is because there's an issue. Why didn't you become a Ger till today? By Rus, there is no such point because Rus could not have become a ger till this day. And since Rus couldn't become a geyrus until this day, that's why the Gemara says, my Rus, that's the reason Rus can maintain her name. Says the Gemara. So we just learned that somebody's not allowed to be magdish anything bizman azeh. Over vehigdish, if somebody was magdish something bizman azeh, what is the halacha? Says the Gemara, meman the Amar of Shimon, that from the fact of Shimon told us, the bitter of Yochim and Zakai of Nei Takala, we just learned that Rabbi Yochim and Zakai said that Gerim should not give anything, should not separate money for the Kabbonis. Hador Amra, from here we see, over the Higdish Kotchai, the fact that we had to be Mevatel it, it's Raya that it is Kodesh, because if otherwise, it wouldn't, there would be no reason for him to say that, make a special rule. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Detroit. Rabbi Yehuda from the place in Detroit, boy, come here, Rabbi Yossi. Ask Rabbi Yossi. Hocher at Omar, Kotchai. Somebody says that if somebody was Magdish, it would be the evidence Kaddish. For Hocher at Omar, Rabbi Shimon taught us that if somebody was Magdish Golem, like Kotchai, it's not effective. Why is that? Why is there a difference? Why in one place it says that if you were Magdish B'dievid, it's okay? And another place it says if you were Magdish B'dievid, it's not accepted. Amalei, so he says, Shgolim are different. Tamon l'kach emekachin l'chetchilo. By kachim, we don't separate shgolim b'zman hazeh. By shgolim, we don't separate shgolim b'zman hazeh. L'fisha mitzvah, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, l'fisha mitzvah l'hakriv mitzvah m'chadosha. We have to bring every year, after Rish Chodesh Nissan, new shkolim. And therefore, since we have to be concerned that we have to bring the new shkolim every year, therefore, we should not take shkolim because we may end up using shkolim from last year, this year, which we're not allowed to do. So in order to avoid that, the halacha is that we don't take the shkolim. Moreover, I saw the Achronim say that shkolim can be only given at a time when everybody contributes in shkolim. Well, in a time when not everybody is contributing to shkolim, then shkolim are not given. Moreover, it's not given. The halacha is, the Arsumeich says, that whenever you give shkolim, they have to be given kederuch ha-misnadvim, in the normal fashion, where it's given, and as we've learned so extensively, Baruch Hashem and HaMasechta, that after it's given, it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and we do the various things that we learned in our Masechta that are done when Shkolim are brought. All of that, unfortunately, is not possible b'zman hazeh, and therefore Shkolim don't apply. Hach amas l'meima. But when somebody's magdish something else, hayishana, there's no concept of hegdash yoshin, l'gab hegdash is Achirim. There's no concept that something is not from this year regarding kabbonis, or regarding money that I'm magdish for carbon. And since there is no such halacha, the halacha is that when magdish b'zman hazeh, although as we're learning one ought not to do so, the halacha is that the evidence is effective. Kina shoger ein tzarich chadasha, and the same thing by the carbon that the ger brings, there is no requirement that it has to be from new versus old. There are no such halacha, and therefore the halacha is, even though as we've learned, we shouldn't do it because of the concern of takala, the halacha is in higdish, if you did it kadosh, it's effective. Ask the Gemara, why, by the shkolim, shouldn't we meet magdish them? Answers the Gemara, because we should be concerned. Maybe the new Beis Hamikdash will come down in Chodesh Nissan, and we're going to end up taking the Titarim Trumas Alishkim and Chadosh Bezman Beecha Nitza, and therefore we're going to be taking it the wrong way because we can't use last year's money for this year's money. But here we don't have that consideration. Rav Nuna, Rav Adab, Rav Shem Rav, Halacha Kerub Shimon, the Halacha is that not only shkolim aren't given b'zman hazeh, but all kachim should not be designated b'zman hazeh, and the ger who becomes a ger b'zman hazeh should also not designate money for his carbon b'zman hazeh or b'nei takadol. The lesson that we need to learn is that we want to do it right, and if doing something could cause a downside, let's avoid doing anything that could cause something being done wrong, because we always want to do mitzvahs b'shleimus. Hanulach parakol arayim slik lachem sechta shkolim. Hanulach parakol arayim slik lachem sechta shkolim. Hanulach parakol arayim slik lachem sechta shkolim.